Welcome to episode 1381 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The sixth commandment forbids murder. We often think of this as protection against physical violence, but the commandment protects life in all its forms. And one of the most common ways we assault life is with our words. James chapter 3, verses 9 to 10.
With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and curses. My brothers and sisters, this should not be so.
James is pointing out something remarkable and troubling. We use the same mouth to bless God and to curse people made in God's image. We praise the Creator and then demean the creation. We speak words that honor the sacred and words that destroy the sacred. This is the contradiction James is calling out. How can we claim to honor God while we use words to wound those who bear God's image? The sixth commandment calls us to protect all forms of life, including the life of dignity, confidence, and sense of worth that words can preserve or destroy. Words have power. This is not metaphorical. Words are not neutral. Words create reality, shape how people see themselves. Words wound. Consider what happens when someone is repeatedly told they are stupid. They begin to believe it. They stop trying. Their sense of capability shrinks. Over time, something in them dies. Not their physical life, but their sense of possibility, confidence, willingness to engage with the world. Consider what happens when a child is told he is a burden. He internalizes this message, grows up believing he is unwanted. He struggles with his right to exist. Years of therapy may be required to undo the damage of words spoken in moments of anger or frustration. Consider what happens in communities where certain groups are repeatedly described in dehumanizing terms. The language creates a framework. It makes it easier to dismiss these people, makes it easier to harm them. Genocide has often been preceded by dehumanizing language. Words are not just expressions of thought. Words are forces. They create frameworks, shape how people see themselves, and how they are seen by others. This is why the sixth commandment extends to our language. James uses the language of blessing and cursing. This echoes throughout Scripture. A blessing is a word that affirms, that strengthens, that calls forth the best in someone, that recognizes their worth, that says, "You matter. You are valuable. You are capable. You are loved." A curse is a word that diminishes, that tears down, that calls forth the worst in someone, that denies worth, that says, "You do not matter. You are incapable, worthless, unloved." Every word we speak can either be a blessing or curse. Every word can protect life or assault it. Consider the words parents speak to children. A parent can speak blessing. "I believe in you. You are strong. You can do hard things." These words shape a child's sense of self, give a child confidence to try, to risk, to grow. Or a parent can speak curses. "You are stupid. You will never amount to anything. I wish you had never been born." These words wound, killing something in the child. These words can take decades to overcome. A single harsh word might be forgiven and forgotten, but words accumulate. Day after day, week after week, year after year of criticism, mockery, dismissal, these accumulate. They build a narrative, reshape how someone sees themselves. Bullying is destructive, built not on a single insult, but via a relentless assault with words. Repeatedly, the target hears, "You do not belong. You are not worth knowing. You should not exist." Workplace harassment is destructive, built not on a single unkind comment, but on repeated messages, "You are not valued, respected, safe." Verbal abuse in relationships can trample someone's sense of worth. Being told repeatedly you are stupid, ugly, worthless, incapable poisons the soul, one word at a time. In contrast, speaking life means deliberately choosing words that affirm, strengthen, and build up. It means recognizing someone's effort and acknowledging it. "I saw how hard you worked on that." It means expressing belief in someone. "I think you can do this." It means offering comfort in difficulty. "I am here with you. You are not alone." It means expressing gratitude. "I am grateful for what you bring to my life." It means offering forgiveness. "I know you made a mistake, but I still believe in you." Speaking life is not about false flattery or pretending everything is fine when it is not. It is about choosing to see and affirm what is good and true about another person. Using words to build up rather than tear down. Jesus speaks powerfully about this.
The good person out of the good treasure of the heart produces good, and the evil person out of evil treasure produces evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, you will have to give an account for every careless word you utter, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
Every word matters. Every word is accounted for. Our words reveal what is in our hearts, and our words shape reality, both for others and ourselves. One particular form of verbal violence is mockery. Mockery uses humor as a weapon, makes someone the object of laughter, humiliates. Mockery often feels less serious than direct insult because it is couched in humor. I'm just joking. Can't you take a joke? But mockery wounds precisely because it's public. It enlists others in the humiliation. It turns someone's vulnerability into entertainment. Social media has made mockery epidemic. People publicly mock others. They gather followers who join in the laughter. The target of mockery experiences profound shame and isolation. The sixth commandment protects against this. Not because humor is wrong, humor can be life-giving when it is kind. But mockery that is designed to humiliate, diminish, make someone feel small, this is verbal violence. This does not mean we never offer correction or speak difficult truths. Sometimes love requires telling someone things they don't want to hear. But there is a difference between speaking truth and speaking cruelty. A difference between correction offered in love and condemnation offered in anger. Speaking truth with love means you speak because you care, not because you want to wound. You speak privately if possible, not to humiliate publicly. You speak with gentleness, not with harshness. You offer correction, not contempt. You see the other person's humanity even as you disagree with them. Paul captures this in Ephesians 4.
Speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is, Christ.
Truth and love go together. Truth without love is cruelty. Love without truth is enabling. Together, they build up. The sixth commandment calls us to discipline our speech, calls us to be intentional about the words we use. This is harder than it sounds. Words flow. We speak carelessly. We say things in anger we regret. We mock without thinking. We criticize without considering the impact. But if we understand our words have power, that they can wound or heal, kill or give life, we become more careful. We pause before speaking. We ask ourselves, is this true? Is this kind? Is this necessary? Will this build up or tear down? This discipline is not about being fake or suppressing honest emotion. It is about choosing our words intentionally. It is about letting our speech be shaped by the sixth commandment's call to protect life. What words do you speak that wound? What relationships are damaged by your careless or cruel speech? Where do you need to shift from speaking death to speaking life? Who needs to hear a blessing from you? Notice before you speak. Ask yourself, will this build up or tear down? Is it kind? Is it true? Do not speak carelessly. Do not mock. Do not demean. Deliberately speak life. Tell someone something you appreciate about them. Offer encouragement. Express gratitude. Use your words to build up someone's sense of worth. Notice what changes when you become intentional about your speech. The sixth commandment protects life. It protects against physical violence, but it also protects against verbal violence. It calls us to use our words to protect and build life, not to wound and diminish it. Every word we speak matters. Every word either honors or dishonors the image of God in another person. Every word either protects life or assaults it. When we speak life, when we bless, encourage, affirm, and build up, we honor the sixth commandment. We protect the dignity of others. We create conditions where people can flourish. We reflect God's love. Father, help us understand the power of our words. Help us see that words can wound or heal, kill or give life. Help us guard our speech. Help us speak truth with love. Help us bless rather than curse. Help us build up rather than tear down. Help us use our words to protect the dignity and worth of those around us. Help us become people whose speech reflects your love and protects life. And help us remember that every word we speak matters, and that we will give account for how we have used the power of speech. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.